You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So I know we have been talking a lot about the Flock license plate reader cameras story this morning, and you may be tired of that and wondering what else is going on in the world. I'll get to it as much as I can. But if I don't flush some of the things out of my head that I've gained even in the last 10 minutes, I'll forget to mention them, so I do want to mention them. First of all, I had asked the question earlier. If you're just joining us, the governor yesterday through the Department of Transportation, Florida Department of Transportation, as you heard top of the hour news, said that the right-of-way permission to have license plate readers in the state of Florida has been rescinded on state roads. So they have 30 days to get rid of them. Several county sheriffs have already said they're basically turning the switch off on their systems right now, even on county roads, which is not affected by this. But, you know, our sheriff just told us that they're evaluating and making a decision. You know, they may make a decision today, tomorrow, a week from now, who knows, to change. And they're trying to figure it out right now. They're on for the moment. But, you know, we'll see. One thing I did learn, I had a question earlier about red light cameras, whether those would be affected, because that is a LPR style camera, and those are all on state roads in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola. Chief Winstrom from the Pensacola Police Department tells me that he thinks, and I would say he thinks, he's not sure, probably has to check with Adam Cobb, the city attorney, that the order from FDOT does not affect those because they're not the specific LPR type cameras. But, you know, stay tuned. You know, not sure about the outcome for that. Then the question is, well, okay, and Chip, I thought Chip asked me a great question in the interview just now, because he said, what would you be comfortable with? You know, what would you like to see happen? And I got a great suggestion from somebody who texted me. I would tell you who it is, but I'm not sure they want to be identified, so I'll just leave it at that. But it was a great suggestion. Said, what if, because my answer had been, what if the non-identified license plates simply didn't get stored? You know, you could write the system the way you have, like a terrorist watch list, where, you know, these are the license plates that we're looking for. And until a license plate is in the list, then the data does not get tracked. So, you know, it grabs my license plate off of the camera. It identifies it's not on the list, and it flushes it immediately. No storage whatsoever. Now, the downside to that is that's a major loss of crime-fighting capability. Because often, you know, you don't know you're looking for that car until 2 hours later. And if it's a child abduction, I mean, 2 hours makes a big difference, right? So if you do not even have the ability to query the database from prior to the time you've identified that license plate, you've lost a major element of law enforcement. Just like Chip was saying, you've lost a major element of law enforcement if, you know, it's 30% of his cameras go away, right? Which is what's going to happen in 30 days. But so the ability to keep the data would be one thing on non-identified license plates. But somebody said, what if you just had the database, but you had to have a warrant to access it? So instead of, hey, we're interested in this, what if you had to go to a judge and give them probable cause? You know, or you could maybe write an exemption in for exigent circumstance like amber alerts, silver alerts. And again, you could draw these lines and these thresholds. I mean, those are all good suggestions. Those are all interesting. You know, who do you trust with the information to keep it or not? Is it vulnerable or not? And, you know, I mean, these are all good questions. I don't think I have even the answers. I just know that I've become uncomfortable with this and what it could be and how it could be misused, particularly in circumstances where the government is trying to control people in an unwarranted way. Like, you know, I don't know, a lockdown over a virus. Not that we had the problem here in Florida, but some states did. And, you know, I'm sure that DeSantis is right, that these states, you know, would have used it more aggressively. I hope this is not true. I really do. Because I really like Governor DeSantis in a lot of ways, and there are things he does that I really dislike. You know, pushing his guy, Zach Smith, into a position of power at UWF and PSC on the Board of Trustees, and then him taking over the job of finding the person that's going to be down to one candidate in the case of UWF and a small number, and then refined to just the one who doesn't even have a higher education degree or certainly not an advanced degree in higher education. And this guy, the Secretary of Commerce, is going to get put in, one of DeSantis's buddies. I mean, that all is very sketchy. I do not like that at all. Really, really dislike it. It just looks, I mean, there's nobody looks at that and like, oh, yeah, that process went great. Okay? So there are things I like and don't like about Governor DeSantis. This thing, here's, it seems, what's the word I want? Not well thought out. Even though I have said I'm very concerned about the LPRs and the effects. Criminals love this decision. Totalitarians hate this decision. It's sudden. Why so sudden? Why not a conversation? Did he talk to any sheriffs? Did he talk to the Sheriff's Association? Is he off the rails on his own whatever? Some people have even suggested this is a distraction from the Hope Florida Foundation stuff. I don't want to believe that. But did he really engage in a conversation with the sheriffs to find out why they're emphatic about the value of this system? I know I have. And that's why, you know, I try to talk to everybody and listen to all the sides. And I don't know that he has. And so I wouldn't be surprised if over the next 2 weeks or so, maybe there's some, you know, changes in this as some of the sheriffs lobby him. I don't know. Then again, we could all just shut off our systems. It's hard to tell, and that bothers me. That worries me. 437-1620. I think I hit all the notes that I wanted to get to. If you have a thought about this and you want to text me, feel free. Also, I appreciate that you guys liked my wrong thigh joke. I will always take an opportunity to make the wrong joke at the wrong time. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, Olive Road and North Hilburn Road in Pensacola. The roadway is open once again. There's also a vehicle crash in Roadblock, Blue Angel Parkway at Dog Track Road. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
And just one final thought on this, at least for the moment, you know, if I say that. But we'll get to other stories after the break. I do want to point out that there is, of course, a distinction between your expectation of privacy in public and in your home and all the other cameras. I mean, body cameras on cops and, you know, Ring doorbell cameras and people's cell phones and just regular old street cameras and all this. Like, there are cameras a lot, right? Why are we fixating only on this one, the one that really does solve crimes? I mean, those are all, you know, perfectly fair questions. I've been drawing the comparison this morning between, you know, what if the government surveilled your web searches? What if all of your web searches were available to a company that, you know, then the government could say, hey, we're looking for people who search for this material, or we're looking for people who visit this website, and they could easily query the database, which they can do to some degree now by getting a warrant, just like they could do for your text messages and, you know, even your AI questions. You know, if you ask ChatGPT, it's not protected, but they have to get a warrant to do it, right? What if that was just more easily available to them? Well, you would search differently. You know, you would presumably text differently and email differently. But what if those things were just available to the law enforcement and they were solving crimes with it? And then somebody came and said, I don't really like this in violation of our privacy. I don't like what we're becoming. I think that we ought to have restored a greater degree of privacy in our online activity. Well, that's going to be, you know, kids abused, women abused, trafficking, drugs, that's going to be bad stuff. Terrorism, that's going to be bad stuff. And that's true. It's a question of, in the one case, we haven't allowed the cops to do it. And so you'd be changing it in the favor of letting them do something which horrifies you, even though it would solve more crimes. And in this case, we have been allowing the cops to do a thing which does solve crimes. And we're talking about pulling back on that ability. But listen, every conversation about law enforcement looks like this. Having to have a unanimous verdict, not being allowed to engage in double jeopardy, not being compelled to testify against yourself, requiring warrants and descriptions of places to be searched, probable cause, not being able to do stop and frisk. There's 1,000 ways we restrict law enforcement from solving crimes and from punishing crimes. And the trade-off there is we are more scared of what the government can do to you than what individuals can do to you. And we're more emphatic about protecting people's freedom and privacy than we are about solving crimes and about making sure that innocent people are kept free, even though that trades off not incarcerating some guilty people, rather than getting all the guilty people and in the process capturing some innocent people as well. These are trade-offs we've been making for 250 years. The question is not, are there trade-offs? The question is, how big on each side? What do we want to be policed as? How do we want to be policed? And, you know, where are we going to draw these lines? And modern technology is making it a very complicated question. 819 here on News Radio 92.3. Feel free to, you know, text me any thoughts you have on the subject. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lots of other news to get to. We've been talking about it off and on all morning as we've been really dominated by the flock conversation, of course. PSC, we talked about this a little bit. We have a finalist, DeSantis' guy, I assume, Secretary of Commerce, Zach Smith, key in the process. And once again, we have a one finalist choice. For the board, not quite the same as UWF. As somebody pointed out to me, there was at least some interviews done with some other people, and, you know, then they got down to just this one. Well, you know, yeah, but it doesn't look great either. Though he may turn out to be wonderful, you know, and I certainly hope that's the case. I'm just frustrated by this process being the same basic nonsense again and again. You also have President Trump coming out in favor of data centers, saying that people who don't want data centers in their communities are going to be backwards and poor. And that China is really happy with you stopping data centers, that they are the future. I think that's an interesting move, and I've raised the same questions partially for economic value, partially for the future of technology, partially for national security concerns. The president also, big, I think the oil deal, it looks good. You know, 65 billion barrels of oil and reserves in Venezuela that we're now going to have basically either direct access to 20% of that or right of first refusal for the other 80%, basically at cost with a small markup. That's 1.5 times the size of our entire proven reserves in the United States. That's amazing if it pans out, plus depriving the Chinese of it, plus the war in Iran, where they're the second most proven reserves, plus a relationship with Saudi Arabia, plus Canada, which we're now engaged in a trade war with. And, you know, if you see all of these things in the last year from a oil perspective, it's easy to put a lot of pieces together, you know, and think about what are we doing, not just with regards to our own energy, but with regards to China. You know, cut off the energy, cut off the enemy's war power, fighting power. I don't know. It's interesting. Seven new companies, nine new, whatever it is, 26 total now pharmaceutical companies that we have most favored nation status pricing with. That's a big win for the president. So lots of wins for the president. The one win the president did not get, MapQuest. You know, Google Maps has changed Ontario to Lake America. Not MapQuest. On MapQuest, which you probably haven't used in 10 years, it's still Lake Ontario, and it is still the Gulf of Mexico. MapQuest is currently the number one download in the App Store because people who find this out are switching to reward them for holding the line on traditional names. It's a very interesting story. 825 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a company, you have employees, you have benefits, you have to handle health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, all of that stuff, Torgerson Consulting, they're very good at this. They've been doing it for 25 years. We've been using them for 5 years here at News Radio in Cat Country. They gave us better plans than we had before. They give us much better customer service than we had before, and we love them. And, you know, they answer our questions. Like, they have the answers. They're very sharp folks. I'm a big fan of Reed, you know, and when his dad was running it with him too. But Torgerson Consulting, fantastic. If you want to have them come and look at what you're doing and see if it can be done better, they're the folks. 433-9996. Or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a brand new vehicle crash, US 90 at Woodbine in Milton. Also have a vehicle crash in roadblock, Blue Angel Parkway at Dog Track Road. Use caution. I'm PJ with traffic on the fives. Back to you.
So selling a home and buying a home are not always the most fun experience. In fact, it can be kind of stressful, and there's a lot of money at stake, and you want to make sure you get the most or spend the least, and you want to make sure you get a deal done. Like, the only thing worse than not feeling great about your home selling is not selling it at all. And going through the showing it and cleaning it and stress and will they, won't they, and all. It's just, Well, you want a realtor who's going to get it done. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty got it done 206 times last year. That's in the calendar year. And then 270 in the last, like, 12 months since then. So it was 4 a week last calendar year, and it's been 5 a week in the 12 months just to last, like, September. I can't believe it's September. Anyway, that is an amazing number. And what that means is, sometimes, you know, realtors who have struggled to get a deal done 1, 2, 3, 4 times with a house, they come to her and she gets it done. Now, I'm not going to promise you, and she wouldn't, you know, that they can always sell every house at exactly the price you want. But I just know they have a track record, and that means that you can count on them to do. I mean, if it's going to get done, they're going to do it, you know, and that means that they know how to solve problems and avoid problems and just make sure you get all the way through to that sweet day of closing when you either have it or you no longer have it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The search continues for one person still missing after the deadly flash floods swept through the Grand Canyon over the weekend. Two people have died, including a 46-year-old Texas man. More than 80 others were evacuated. The flooding also destroyed footbridges and damaged up to 40% of the park's main water pipeline. An Ebola outbreak in the eastern Congo has now sickened more than 6,000 people and killed nearly 2,900. More than 1,300 patients have recovered so far, but the World Health Organization says the outbreak is still not under control. Violence, displacement, and a strike by health workers are making the response even more difficult there. And a federal judge says J.M. Smucker can move forward with its lawsuit against Trader Joe's. Apparently, the battle is over frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Smucker claims Trader Joe's sandwiches are too similar to its Uncrustables, including their shape, crimped edges, and packaging. Trader Joe's says their design is different and necessary to keep the filling inside. That case now proceeding in federal court.
Tell me you live in a first world nation without telling me you live in a first world nation. I absolutely love it. That's great. All right, David. And can we also all agree Smucker's has got to be one of the greatest brand family names, because
absolutely.
Smucker sounds like sticky, gooey, gelatinous flavor. It just, not just because you associate it with that in your head, but if I told you, oh man, I got smuckered the other day, you'd think, man, I probably got stuck to a wall with some grape jelly. Like, that's just what it sounds
it
like.
It lives up to its name. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. You know, we haven't talked about much today is the Jesse Lacoste story. Of course, he was sentenced yesterday to 30 years in jail. Judge John Simon.
At this time, as to counts one and two, I'm going to adjudicate you guilty. I'm going to sentence you to 30 years state prison and be consecutive to the previous sentence imposed.
That's consecutive. That means it's now 40 years for him, having it at the same time is not what he was getting at. What's the other word for that? All of a sudden, I can't think of it. Concurrently. So it's consecutive, not concurrent. That means one after the other. Judge John Simon said, he took the fruits of people's labor, which is right. And by the way, if you take $40,000 from a person and don't do the work that you're supposed to do as a just hypothetical, if they make $40,000 a year, what'd you do? You took a year of their life. I mean, they traded a year of their life for that money. You took a year of their life. You know, so it's pretty, the connection between life, liberty, and property is literally that you use your life in a certain way according to your own ideas. That's liberty. And then if that liberty produces a result in, you know, possessions or money, that's property. And if you take people's property, you've taken their liberty and their life that they used in that way to produce that result. And he says, I didn't benefit from it. I suffered from it. Jesse Lacoste says, you know, I served the community, tried to serve the community. You know, I just always want people to repent. It doesn't solve much, except it does solve it for your own soul, if you can be honest about it. And I would want that for somebody.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Nearly 1 year since the assassination of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University, 200 witnesses of 9,000 on hand have filed for victims' benefits like counseling, with a court hearing today on whether the crowd was really in danger, prompting Tyler Robinson's aggravated murder charge.
Both the defense and prosecution have submitted lengthy written arguments for and against a murder trial, and today they're expected to have 2 hours to argue in court as well. Tyler Robinson is charged with aggravated murder, which carries the death penalty.
Fox's Matt Finn, the Lindsey Clancy murder jury, back giving no clues on their fourth day of deliberations. President Trump meets oil executives at the White House with oil prices back up to $88 a barrel after the president vowed to smack Iran again for its failed missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 77 degrees. We've got mostly sunny skies here this morning, and we'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up here in just a couple of minutes. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says a fix for Florida's use of license plate reader cameras does exist. He just doesn't think Tallahassee has gotten to it yet. The governor pointing to New Hampshire as a state that has already put up guardrails around the technology.
New Hampshire has a very good approach. I think they've done the best on handling the LPRs, and Florida's going to need to do something for sure on that. And this has happened very quickly. I don't even know that these existed six or seven during COVID.
And DeSantis said flock cameras would likely have been misused during the pandemic and associated lockdowns in states like California. The governor says he has discussed this issue directly with incoming Florida House Speaker and believes that there is some shared interest in addressing it, although any changes would require action from the legislature rather than the governor's office alone. Well, a woman recently told deputies that she shot a man in self-defense at a Pine Forest Road apartment, but Sheriff Chip Simmons says the investigation told a little bit different story. She's now facing a second-degree murder charge.
We contacted Ashanti Brown, and she was there, and she said, oh, I did it, but I did it in self-defense. Well, we did a pretty thorough investigation and found that the evidence did not support a self-defense claim, and we ended up charging her with second-degree murder.
Simmons said deputies also recovered a doorbell camera and cell phone from a ditch in Santa Rosa County that Brown had allegedly discarded after that shooting. Investigators believe the shooting followed an argument between the two. Well, a homeless woman wanted in connection with an August shooting from inside a cantonment shed has now been arrested. 36-year-old Lisa Elliott faces charges of attempted second-degree murder and shooting into a building. Deputies say she shot a man through the door of a shed he'd been letting her stay in and then fled the area. She evaded capture for about 2 weeks before being found on Junction Drive. She is being held without bond. Pensacola State College's Board of Trustees has named Florida Commerce Secretary Alex Kelly as the sole finalist to become the college's next president. Kelly would replace Ed Meadows, who is retiring at the end of the year after leading PSC since 2008. Kelly has served in several roles under Governor DeSantis, including Deputy Chief of Staff and Chief of Staff at the Department of Education. Kelly will visit the PSC campus later this month to meet with students, faculty, and the community. A 39-year-old Mobile man facing a first-degree rape charge after an incident in Foley last week. Investigators say Tyrone Sykes met the adult victim in a public place before the reported assault. Detectives worked with multiple agencies to track him down. He was arrested at a residence in Mobile. Foley police say the investigation remains ongoing in that case. And an apartment fire damaged several units at Cottage Park Apartments in Bay Minette over the weekend. Crews responded to that Saturday, where they found flames and heavy smoke coming from the back of a two-story building. The fire was contained within 10 minutes of the fire department's arrival. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
There are two vehicle crashes, I-10 eastbound. One's at mile marker 12 just before I-110. Pensacola, use caution there. Also, have a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound at mile marker 13 just after 110 southbound. So just use caution through those areas. Also, have a vehicle crash, US 90 at Woodbine in Milton. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a small chance of rain today, 30% chance of a few pop-up showers. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. Heading into Wednesday, 40% chance of rain, high near 92 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Heading into Thursday, 60% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got mostly sunny skies. It is 77 degrees here across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now this hour. Taking a look at our opening markets here today, they are down. The Dow is down just under 0.5% at 52,947.43. S&P 500 down just about 50 points right now at 76,36.18. NASDAQ down 1.25% at 26,55.618. 10-year bond rate up today, 4.772%. Gold prices are down $93.80 at $43.87.70. Silver down $1.95 at $64.60. Bitcoin is down over $1,400 today, $77,608.93. Looking at those oil prices, West Texas Intermediate is up to $51. At $88.27 a barrel. Brent crude this morning up $218.92.67 per barrel. And your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
When you go to a hotel and you leave the hotel, what do you take with you that you didn't bring? 437-1620. That's the question of the day. What, you know, let's say personal care items do you decide can be morally and therefore legally appropriated from the hotel room, if any? And then sort of your second layer here is what about things from the breakfast bar? Do you bring anything from the breakfast buffet back to your room? Do you bring them to your room and then to your home? 437-1620. Is there a line past which you do not feel comfortable going because that starts to feel like theft to you? These are my questions. I had a good friend tell me yesterday. He's like, he was showing me his, you know how Jif peanut butter makes the little mini cups? Like, they're good for basically dipping your slices of apple or carrots into just one little, I don't know, it might be an ounce, maybe less than an ounce, something like that. And he's like, I always grab five or six off of the breakfast bar, you know, and I bring those home with me, and I've got a whole stack of them. And, you know, there was a part of me that's like, ah, that's cute. And there was a part of me that's like, steal much? I'll just tell you, I had both reactions. So 437-1620, 437-1620. I'll tell you, this person is a very good, decent Christian person. So, you know, but, you know, we all have our blind spots. So PJ, when you go to a hotel and stay at a hotel, do you bring anything back with you from the hotel that's in the, like, you know, take it size? Or, I mean, it could be robes, towels. I don't know what you bring, you know. Covered sheets.
Well,
bed
back
spreads.
In the day, we used to take the shampoos and conditioners.
Uh-huh. When they existed.
They're all attached to the wall now.
I know. They put them in the large size, and it's a pump now, right? They don't even give you the little bottles
to the
anymore.
Shower wall.
Right, yeah. So you don't, let's just get it out there. You don't take a container with you and pump some in there to take home.
No.
It doesn't come in a container.
We're not desperate.
David, look, you're looking confused. Put David's mark on for a second here. David, you look confused.
No, I was just thinking, that's a good idea.
It is a good idea, right?
You know, you can get those little empty bottles.
You can refill the little lotion bottle at the hotel, right? I mean, you're saving them the cost
idea.
Of the bottle, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea.
Mind blown.
Yeah. You've really helped me here.
All right.
Well, now that he's involved, why don't you just ask him?
Oh, all right. What do you take, though, David, when you have the chance?
Well, I'm kind of in the same boat. I used to probably take the little bottles, you know, because you used it anyway. Yeah. They're going to throw it away. But, yeah, now, I mean, I'm not going to take the bedspread or anything.
Why, though? What's the difference?
Well, you know, a bottle of shampoo versus a bedspread. There's a monetary difference,
seems
I think.
Seems like there's a difference.
It's misdemeanor versus felony.
All right.
That's the difference.
Bar of soap is okay. Oh, I had my friend brought me one of these Jif peanut butter packs. That's funny. You're killing me. I love it. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, well, let me keep David and I'll get your answer to this, PJ. Okay, so what about the breakfast buffet? Do you ever take an orange or I don't know what you
banana?
Back to your room?
Of course.
Okay. If you know you want one now and you want one for lunch, will you take two?
Oh, of course.
Five?
Well, I probably wouldn't take the whole, you know, bundle.
But why not? Yogurt? Take a yogurt for later?
I take a few extras, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Take them home?
No, they don't make it that far. Yeah.
I got you. All right. Thank you. That's what I needed. All right. PJ?
Yes, we've taken yogurt, granola bars, apples, oranges.
What about the sign man? Well, there's always a sign. Please don't take food back to your room.
There's five of us in our family. So if we each grab one or two things, we're good for the road trip.
We also have, you know, sometimes the kids won't wake up in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm literally taking food back to the room so they'll eat it.
Yeah.
I always feel guilty about it. I always feel like I'm stealing a little bit. I always feel like, And, you know, there is a limit. You know, I'm not, like, emptying out the fridge at the breakfast buffet.
Right.
And stocking it up the mini fridge so that I can export it to my house. You know, it seems like one orange and a yogurt is okay. A bagel is probably okay. But, you know, 16 little cups of cream cheese, that seems like stealing.
Yeah, no, we don't go that overboard.
Yeah, but see, that's like, why is the one and not the other? Like, where is the line on this stuff?
You do pay for it through your hotel.
Oh, now you're those people. Now you're those people. Well, you know, we're paying for it anyway, so why not? It's just a write-off for them, you know. I love it. All right, 437-1620. Feel free to weigh in. You know, this is one of those cases where, well, Andrew, I thought you were an ethics professor. I was! So what's the answer? I don't know. I don't think it's all that obvious, but I want to hear your perspective. 437-1620. Tell me what you do or do not take. I feel like if you wanted to be as morally strident about it as you possibly could, you would do what the hotel asks. You wouldn't take any food out of the breakfast bar. You know, they don't have a sign that says please do not take the lotion, right? Or the bar of soap or whatever. But if they did, wouldn't you feel, is that just built in? I mean, you know, somebody pays for it, you know. It's you, right, paying your room fee. Anyway, PJ has traffic on the fives.
All right, taking a look at the big board here. Still working those vehicle crashes on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 13, just after 110, no roadblock there. Also have a vehicle crash I-10 eastbound just right around Highway 29. Use caution, that is causing some backups in I-10. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need to do any kind of a home improvement project, a repair, an upgrade, or you build things for a living, you know, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They speak your language, especially if you're a contractor, okay? Like, they're your people. They know the codes. They probably know the inspectors. They know how to build things and how to solve these problems. They know exactly what you want to use. They have it in stock. They can help you ship it to your job site. You don't have to, you know, put it on a monthly bill. And again, they speak your language. So if you come to them, you will not have to hope they know what contracting is and what you're dealing with. They are your people, Jimmy and Martin and Mansfield and Susan. They know how to do this stuff. And they've been, you know, not them specifically, but there's an institutional knowledge there because this business has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, before Levi's. Like, the oldest business in Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country, 175 years of experience. They are your commercial construction supply business. The warehouse is here. They can do special orders for you, or if you just need a hammer, some nails, you need to, you know, they have all kinds of other stuff, you know, amazing laundry detergent. I mean, seriously, you think I'm making that up. No, it's crazy good. You know, cookware and gumbo pots and Yeti merchandise and SEC stuff. So it's a cool place to go. Just go visit them right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. All right, back to the text, 437-1620. What things do you keep from the hotel room? What things do you bring from the hotel breakfast buffet bar up to your hotel room, and do you ever export them to your car or to your house? I'll tell you, you know, one that comes up is the coffee. Like, because in your room, they usually have a small coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the coffee downstairs. Well, the coffee downstairs is usually better quality and it's already brewed for you, but the coffee upstairs, you know, if you haven't used it, do you take the pack with you, coffee?
If I drank it, yes.
Oh, no, I mean the pack. Like you're going to make it at home. Like they've given you two packs of coffee, one decaf. You obviously don't take that one, but
I would imagine if you like it, you would take it.
Yeah, there you go. Why not? They're expecting it to get used.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't use it there, it feels sketchy.
But they left it for you.
They sure did. 437-1620, 437-1620. Glenn Beck used to use this phrase a lot. I remember a show he did 30 years ago. I don't even remember what the topic was, but I thought it was a great phrase. He said, "Am I just being a moral hypochondriac?" Well, yeah, yes, I was paid to be a moral hypochondriac for 10 years as a professor. All right, let's see. Let's go to the text here. 437-1620. I take any personal products that I use because they're just thrown away, and maybe a cup of coffee from the breakfast setup. Oh, yeah, like if you've used some of the little bottle of hand lotion, there's no reason to leave that. That's going to get thrown away anyway. You might as well, of course. Good point. Somebody says, oh, pardon me. I don't know. That one came from out of nowhere whatsoever, so sorry about that. Oh, I didn't turn my computer on for a second. I didn't reward them. Cough. All right, now you can turn it back off. Let's see. Being a good Christian person does not mean you don't or won't steal. I mean, but you shouldn't. It might not mean you don't, but it does mean you shouldn't. Let's see. When I traveled for work as a road warrior, I often took the hotel pen. I still have a bag full of them. Oh, the pen. That's a good one. What about the batteries and the remote? You wouldn't take that.
No.
But why not?
Because the remote belongs with the TV in the room.
Okay, and?
Next guest needs that.
There you go. You inconvenience somebody, right?
Yes.
Now you're starting to find some lines. I like that. That's good. That's the point. Would you take a light bulb out of the light?
No.
Because?
Same reason.
But if you take the yogurt, it might be somebody else doesn't get yogurt at the end of the line because they ran out.
I think they have yogurt.
So they have an unlimited supply of yogurt and Jiffy Cups?
I think so.
Don't they ever run out of things?
No.
There's a person listening right now, and if this is you, I love you so much. You're like, stop making my brain hurt. Ah, it's my gift. It's just my gift. All right, let's see. Carla says, we take nothing away we didn't bring. My family owned a hotel when I was growing up, and I have fond memories of my grandmother. Chaining the TVs and phones to the desks in the room. I love that. Don says, I bring my own 44-ounce cup and fill it with mixed juice as my to-go drink. Oh, genius. OJ's expensive. Have you priced OJ lately? It's like $4 for a container. It's as expensive. It's more expensive than milk. Good Lord. So, you go to the hotel, you might as well get your OJ's worth. Somebody says, I take nothing by intent beyond a coffee for the road. I've ended up with a few key cards when there wasn't a drop box at the front desk was on staff when I was departing.
Oh, yeah, they charge you for that.
Do they?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Somebody says, always the crappy slippers and the pens, but always tip the house cleaner daily. Somebody else says, I get up early and go to breakfast bar. Then I bring my wife a bagel back to the room because she's not going to wake up before they close. Same. Yeah, that's managing your people. Somebody says, bed bugs come from having the food back in the room. Agreed. Let's see. Fruit is usually displayed even outside of breakfast, so I don't recall hotels having that sign always. I assume some do and some don't. Somebody says, is there a real question of what's right or wrong? Ask the manager.
Oh, that
cuts deep, right? Would you be comfortable going to the manager and saying, I'm taking this, I'm doing this, or not? Because that should be your dividing line, right? I mean, Phyllis, you don't have to actually ask them, but do you feel like you're kind of hiding it from them, or do you feel like if they see you, it's all good? Because if you feel like it's within the boundaries, then no problem. But, if you feel like you have to hide it from them, then... You were going to say something, PJ?
Well, they have cookies. They have mints at the check-in desk. Do you just not take those? Because you
feel
guilty?
Well, you know they're offering. You know the cookies are part of the deal. In fact, in some places, they built their whole brand on the free cookie. Let's see. 437-1620. Room fees don't go down with mounted shampoos. I take the mouthwash and occasionally take a piece of fruit for the road. I always eat breakfast. Then I make a sausage or bacon biscuit for the road and a couple of milks. Always take the soap and conditioner. I love this topic. The remote in the hotel room I'm staying in today has the back plate screwed on with some weird non-standard screw. Harder to steal batteries that way. Everybody's always trying to thwart you and getting your freebies. I'm Andrew McKay.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance partners with local and state stakeholders to compete for companies that are considering Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, and the town of Century. These jobs, wages, and investment deliver real returns for our residents. These outcomes strengthen Escambia County's economy and protect taxpayer interests through disciplined, results-driven economic development. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing ABC at the Fish House, featuring Good Boy Vodka ready-to-drink cocktails, Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, Jazz at Jackson's with Ellen Vinson, Fall Harvest Dinner at Angelina's, and celebrate Thanksgiving with Great Southern, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can come out with your lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music and the sunset there on beautiful Pensacola Beach every Tuesday at 7. This week, it's Not Quite Fab. That's right, Northwest Florida's premier Beatles tribute band celebrating 25 years of performing your favorite Beatles songs live. Come out to the beach and dance to the Beatles. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
When I'm lying in my bed at night, I don't want to go. Nothing ever seems to turn out.
You look confused by that sound effect. Did you identify it, PJ?
No, I was looking at traffic.
Oh, okay. All right. It was somebody playing Don't Break the Ice, banging on the little ice cubes and then having the whole bunch fall out. Followed by some Ramones, because why not? 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, somebody sent in the back. We always get like some of the best texts after the topic is over, but somebody said, what about taking all the ice out of the ice machine? Do you bring a bag to export some ice for your home? And somebody's
not
like,
not for home.
I never had, but genius. Like if you're out on out and you know, but out and about.
Sometimes you get so when we go to Wisconsin,
yeah,
we'll bring meat back.
Yeah.
And so I need ice.
Yeah.
And we're doing an overnight in between.
There you go.
So I have to take ice out of the machine.
You're at a hotel, you're gonna go fishing. And you want to store the fish on the ice if you catch them. For example, one thing you might do potentially.
I suppose.
There's all kinds of there's little tendrils of this question that go in all kinds of places. I love it. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a brand new vehicle crash, Gulf Breeze Parkway at Harvard Drive and Gulf Breeze. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need a roof or need a roof repair or you're not sure which you need, call Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago in 2006, celebrating their 20th year in business. 10,000 roofs later. 10,000 roofs. That's a lot of roofs in our area. And, you know, at a 4.9 rating on Google, that's really, really high. I had a good friend who is a listener also, and she was getting a new roof. And she, you know, asked several contractors to come out and bid for her roof. And, you know, she said, and because I heard you talking about them, I had them. They weren't the cheapest. They were close. They were in the ballpark, but they weren't the cheapest. And they weren't the most expensive, of course. And she's like, but I heard you talking about them, and I did them. I had them come out and do it. Super satisfied. You know, they did great work. They did what they're supposed to do. They communicated with me. They did all the things. And as a result of them doing work on my roof and me talking about it, like three or four other people on the street got roofs from them. And that's the point. They do good work. They warranty the roofs for the lifetime of the roof for workmanship. They're serving the local community. And Brian Ward's concept was, let's just do what we're supposed to do. And, you know, you wouldn't think that that's really that great of an achievement, but in this day and age, for some people, that really is. And so they just do what they're supposed to do, and you can count on them. They've been around, like I said, for 20 years. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. Governor DeSantis, the big news yesterday was over the Flock cameras, but the I just thought it was entertaining. There was a moment toward the end of the conversation because he had mentioned about January and turning over the reins to another governor.
You've mentioned when you will leave office in January. Have you decided what you'll do next? Will it be in politics?
That's for me to know and you to find out. So we'll run through the tape and make sure we're... make sure we're working hard and all the way until the lights go out. If we can get the job done and we can move the needle, we're going to do it.
I kind of feel like the tone he took with that guy was a little bit familiar to something you said yesterday, PJ.
You must not shop for eggs very often.
More than you think, buddy.
I love the tone. I almost in my head, I heard him say, buddy, that's for me to know and you to find out, buddy. And anytime somebody says buddy in that tone of voice, you know they don't really mean it. It's kind of a reprimand.
Told my the agency heads and the staff a month or two ago, I said, you get through the last legislative session, which we did in June, and, did some special sessions, did all this stuff, signed the budget, do all that. Now, obviously, we know hurricane season, you got to be ready for that. But there's a tendency to be like, oh, okay, get like kind of the political equivalent of senioritis. I was like, that ain't happening here. It's like, if you're going to get that and you want to take the foot off the gas, then just pack your bags and take your foot off the gas elsewhere. Like, we have a job to do. We're going to do it. So we're going to run through the tape, and then we'll be people. We'll know one way or another different things. I'm 100% doing X, Y, or Z, so I'm not hiding anything from anyone. But I just think that you got to, one foot in front of the other, kind of focus on this. If I'm out there saying, oh, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, I don't know what kind of message that sends for folks.
I don't know what X, Y, and Z have to do with anything. Maybe that's the name of the company he's going to go work for. No, he says he's not sure. He hasn't really decided for sure what he's going to do after being governor. I'll take him at his word, he doesn't text or email. He said yesterday he has not, as governor, texted or email, which is kind of an interesting thing. So you can't do a public records request on that. And I'll just tell you as a side note, if you put in a public records request for the state of Florida, good luck. Let's just say it's not done with much alacrity.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.